We like to play the Ultimate Movie Championship, brought to you by CutthroatComics.com, where there will be a comic coming out very soon, which you can probably pre-order. So go to CutthroatComics.com, because we are about to play Ultimate Movie Championship, where we are given two movies, but only one will win.
Only one.
Only one can be the better of the two.
And we argue.
I mean, just like sometimes, in the Octagon, it's based on a lot of different factors. When it's judging,
mood.
It's really judging. We're like UFC judges. It's really hard to tell what we're going to come up with sometimes.
And if we can't come to a decision, if we're deadlocked, we go to the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's our third judge.
Yes, and our critic score, I believe, is what we go
the
by.
The critic score, yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Which, I don't think there's been any so far. Have there were the audience score? I mean, they're generally high and low, but I don't know if one's...
Well, I mean, we've all, like, Batman v Superman's one of those ridiculous ones.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's true.
But we haven't really ran into too many of those.
All right, so let's get into it. And you can check out our top movie list that we are compiling over at flickchart.com/IDP. And you can sign up and do this yourself if you want. Let's see, rank movies. And we're going to start off with Stand By Me versus 1 Hour Photo.
Now,
you seen 1 Hour Photo?
Yeah, okay. 1 Hour Photo is a creepy as fuck movie.
Really good acting.
Robin Williams
is
tremendous. Like, yeah. It was the first time I'd ever seen him as, like,
he'd
not, like, happy,
like a serious
go-lucky
role. Yeah. Did you ever see the one with him and Al Pacino? Where it's in, takes place in Alaska, and he's like, Al Pacino's up there investigating a murder, and Robin Williams lives there, and he's a writer and author, and it's like a crazy...
I don't think I've seen that.
Really good movie. That, I think, came out a couple years before 1 Hour Photo. But it was like, it was that, around that time where he started doing a bunch of, like, dramatic roles and shit.
That being Stand By said, Stand By Me all the way. Yeah. I love that movie. It's based on a Stephen King short story.
That's cool.
Hancock versus Being John Malkovich.
Well, one of them is two movies put together, and the other one is a complete film. I did enjoy half of Hancock, the first half of Hancock. But even that first half, I don't like as much being John Malkovich.
No, Being John Malkovich is a far superior movie.
God, that first half of Hancock was so much fun, and then it fucking turned into stupid. Charlize Theron. Matilda. I don't think I've ever seen Matilda. There's American Pie 2.
Never seen Matilda. I've seen Matilda.
I think
I read Matilda.
So we're going 7 versus American Pie 2.
Some of these are just rough.
I mean, for sure, American Pie 2, the best of the series.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of cum jokes and stuff.
Titties.
How about 7?
7. I mean, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
That's the whole reason I got Sam and Twitch, was because of 7. It reminded me of 7. I was like, I want more of this in my life.
There's a knife dildo in 7.
Yeah. There should be a knife dildo in Sex Criminals. There's just fleshlight tasers. Anyway, The Scorpion King. I don't know if I've seen The Scorpion King versus Men in Black, the first Men in Black. I don't think I've seen it.
Well,
the
I mean,
Rock,
if you
right?
haven't seen it, yeah, it's The Rock and terrible CG.
Yeah. Liar Liar versus Men in Black.
This is kind of a tough one. Liar Liar was fun. So was Men in Black.
Yeah.
I like sci-fi more. I'm going to have to go Men in Black. Liar Liar was a fun movie, but...
I don't know exactly what I'm going to choose because I like Jim Carrey way more than I do fucking Will Smith.
That's not the question.
That's a huge issue.
I think Will Smith's actually good in the Men in Black movies. Especially the first one.
Well, yeah, because they're not, like, serious. He doesn't really have to do much. He's playing to nothingness. So it's like...
He's always playing a cop.
He's just charisma.
Especially back then. between like Bad Boys and Men in Black.
Cop. I mean, even in Bad Boys, it's not like he's never really worn a cop uniform.
He's always like
I've never seen a badge.
Or
has he ever shown a badge?
He's wearing like the badge on the necklace in the Bad Boys thing.
And in
the original Men in Black, because remember he's chasing that alien.
Go Men in Black. I guess it was fun. It was a fun movie. I would just rather see Liar Liar than Men in Black right now.
I'd probably rather not see either of them right now.
Well, yeah, but it's like we gotta watch something. It's like, well, this pen is royal blue. Punch Drunk Love versus Night at the Museum. This is Adam Sandler's forte into dramatic.
Which I really liked this movie.
I did too.
I think.
Pretty simple, independent movie. Paul Thomas Anderson, I think.
How he never fucking kept doing any dramatic. I mean, he tried a couple more, but.
Well, he worked with a really good director here. So I don't know if
Penelope
any
Cruz
other big director
too?
Is gonna.
Who was his.
No, some. No. I think she's British. I don't know what her name was. I can look it up. Here we go. Punch Drunk. Not Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah,
there it is.
I would love like if he wanted to work with like Tarantino, like he'd have to work with a good director. I don't have faith in just him being a good dramatic actor with just any director. What are we looking for here?
Okay. Her name?
So Paul Thomas and Emily Watson.
Emily Watson. Yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman was in that. I almost forgot he was in that movie.
He was in like all of. Paul Thomas Anderson works with a lot of good actors. Anyway, versus Night at the Museum. We're going to go Punch
Drunk. Yeah, we're going to go Punch Drunk Love on that. Night at the Museum was fun.
It's fun. If it came out when I was a kid, I'd probably fight for it more, but I wasn't when it came out. American Psycho, which I enjoy that poster, versus One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Now, these are
two classic movies.
Really good movies. This is a tough one.
For me, just because my generation, when I got into movies,
it doesn't have anything to do with you maybe working at the movie theater or having
that just happened to be when I got into movies.
A giant movie poster of said American mm-hmm. Psycho movie in
Absolutely.
Our living room.
Yeah, cuz I enjoy that movie. How many One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest posters do I have?
That not your generation, I get it.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's
like,
still a fuck. It's
and
so
like,
good.
Which movie would
so
I rather
good.
Watch? For sure, 100%. If it was up against a lot of other movies, but it's like American Psycho. I mean, I've got to return some VHS cassettes.
American Psycho, though, is kind of one of those movies that's. How often do you watch that movie? It's not
way more than I've ever watched. I agree.
But
yeah.
It's not.
I have watched it a good amount of times.
It's not
though.
To the point of Requiem for a Dream for me, but it's also one of those movies.
I'd watch it more than Requiem for a Dream.
That's Requiem what you're for saying. A Dream is one of those movies
it's
where
really
I
hard
owned
to
it
watch.
Forever,
yeah.
and I yeah, literally yeah. may have never watched it.
That would be a tough one.
It's such a
between
good movie.
Between Requiem and American Psycho, that would be. A tough
I would
one
have
for
to
me.
Go with American Psycho on that one because it's hard for me to watch, and maybe
so
it was because
good,
I used
it's so good.
Well, I mean, I had done drugs and I had seen like a lot of.
Yeah.
You know, like
I hadn't, and it's hard to watch. Oh, but you see everybody. You see all the hypocrites of society, like the people who are hopped up on pills that say don't do drugs. And then you see, like, the actual people. But then you see just, like, everywhere. It's, like, it's an amazing, amazing movie. But anyway, that's not here.
Yeah,
American Psycho versus One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I'll go
Nest.
American Psycho, yeah. but One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It's a great movie.
It's fucking
it's
great
gonna
movie.
Win. It's going to win. Down the road, there's a lot of things that could win against. All right, American Psycho.
I want One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to go up against fucking Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that'd be nice. The Incredibles versus The Shining.
Whew, this is kind of a tough one.
Not for me, but that's, you know, I've already argued against The Shining
before. I
hate
The Shining. It's long and
does
boring.
Nothing for me, yeah.
Fucking love that movie. I can't. I like The Incredibles, too.
I
can't sign off on it.
I would watch The Incredibles 10 times before watching The Shining again. Easily.
I agree. But easily. I know, but I can't bend on this one. We're going to have to go to Rotten Tomatoes because well, I can't. Just gonna be,
well, I guess we'll see.
I can't.
Pixar shit does.
Yeah, Pixar.
All right.
And that's like one of their best ones ever. So I'm probably going to lose this one, but I'm not going to.
If it was Toy Story 3,
I can't just
it would destroy everything because that was 100%. I think one person, it was like 100% for like a month, and then one critic's like, fuck you. And he's a guy that loves like Michael Bay movies,
wow,
that critic. So it's
yeah,
like,
that guy's an asshole.
Wait, The Incredibles. All right, The Incredibles, Rotten Tomatoes score,
fuck
97.
Me. Wait, that's...
97.
Audience score 75.
All right.
Critic score 97. What the
fuck? Oh, is this... We've looked this up already, right?
We got top movies on IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes?
Is that we've looked up. Oh, no. Those are just... All right, so what are we doing here? And then The Shining.
The Shining.
So 97 versus...
It's... 88. 93 on audience. I got fucking hosed. 75.
That's one of the examples.
That's one of the examples.
Where it may have been bad.
Son of a bitch.
The Incredibles.
I stuck up for you, Shining.
The Da Vinci Code versus Sling Blade. I mean,
Sling Blade. Sling both Blade. These movies are boring to me, though.
Da Vinci Code is just a dog shit movie. Sling Blade is slow. I mean, it's an independent movie. It's like one of the first big, like, popular
Didn't
independent
movies.
Did it win
a couple of Oscars?
It may have been nominated. He may have been nominated, but it was an independent movie that got like a lot of buzz before anybody gave a shit
Ranch
about independent
Fried
movies.
Tigers. I mean, don't get me wrong, Billy Bob Thornton, great actor in that movie. That's probably what broke him. I mean,
probably. I mean, that was definitely his best acting, I think, because he's pretty much the same guy in every movie.
Yeah,
but it works if they cast him right. Bad Santa was amazing. That's an amazing poster. The
yeah.
Big Lebowski.
How is that not hanging in our living room?
Versus Harold and Kumar. Oh, how is that not, like, tattooed on...
my ball sack?
Don Salzarulo.
No shit.
versus Harold and Kumar's Escape from Guantanamo Bay. I mean, you know... Harold and Kumar.
Yeah.
If it was White Castle...
They don't smoke weed.
If it was White Castle...
They don't smoke weed in real life.
Really?
Yep. Neither of them.
Well...
You know who does? The dude.
Yeah.
In real life.
I don't give a shit about that. It's just a better movie.
I know. Like, but I'm saying, on principle of being two stoner movies.
Yeah. Well,
even though The Lebowski is barely
not really
a stoner
movie.
Even though
that's
the dude
movie.
Is a stoner.
Yeah. But
although
first off,
he only smokes roaches in the entire movie, and they're always like
super
the tiniest.
Tiny.
Like, he's always got, like, two hits of a roach. Never more than that. Yeah.
He drinks far more than he smokes.
Hey.
But I enjoy... Listen, I drink... I generally like to get White Russian stuff for White Russians every once in a while because of this movie. And Flea was in this movie. He was one of the nihilists.
We fuck you!
Yeah. All right, so the Big Lebowski. Haven't seen And Justice for All versus Collateral. So Collateral versus 10 Things I Hate About You.
I've seen both movies.
I have too.
Collateral is a really good movie with that's set 90% in a fucking car.
Pretty much.
Jamie Foxx.
Driving around LA.
Tom Cruise. I love the plot of like a hitman kind of kidnapping a cabbie.
Yeah.
And fucking making him drive him around.
Well, he's paying him, right?
I mean, he was paying
it's
him.
It's not really kidnapping.
Well,
it's just kind of a business deal you can't really back out of.
Yeah, it's still kidnapping when it's like, if you refuse, I'll shoot you.
Yeah. It's like,
I'm still going to pay you, but if you don't do it, I'll shoot you.
Versus
Heath Ledger's one of his
high school comedy, first kind of Heath Ledger thing. Kind of a rom-com. I mean,
definitely
it's
like a teen
rom-com. Yeah.
Coming of age.
Yeah.
I got to go Collateral.
Which, yeah, at no point ever would 10 Things I Hate About You be on any top 10 list of mine.
No. Ever. I mean, Collateral's probably not in my top 50, but it's still a really good movie.
If it was Tom Cruise action movies,
that would be in my top 5 then.
Even if it was like, well, yeah, but you haven't watched all the Mission Impossibles, right?
Fuck those movies.
Yeah, so it's like, anyway, Collateral. Hannibal versus Garden State.
Hannibal?
Hannibal.
I'm not even a horror movie guy.
I didn't like
Garden
Hannibal
State. I watched it.
Good.
I mean, Zach Braff directed this movie. I think he crowdfunded it to get it.
No. Oh,
I believe this is
the next one he did.
Oh, this was.
Yeah, because I don't think crowdfunding was around in 04 yet. But that was his first movie that he directed for sure.
I mean, it's all
That's
right.
That's why everybody hated
it's
that he crowdfunded the next
movie,
one.
But,
Hannibal wasn't a good movie. It just wasn't good.
Wait, is that... Doesn't he eat Ray Liotta's...
Yeah.
Or make Ray Liotta eat his own brain?
Yeah. And his head's still cut off?
Yep. Just for that scene, I gotta go Hannibal.
Oh, no way.
Fuck yeah.
No way. Oh, we'll go Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, because I can't go Garden State.
Garden State's just a... Like,
it's boring!
I could take a shit that's better than Hannibal.
And I've taken shits more entertaining than Garden State.
Oh, no, you haven't.
No, you haven't. You don't know what
like,
my shits
the
are.
Like, just the soundtrack alone is better than Hannibal of Garden State. All right. So, there you go. Hannibal.
That too. At least Hannibal has Hannibal Lecter in it.
Well, it better. It's fucking he's the name of the movie.
Oh, shit. Can
oh,
we go audience
wow,
on this one? Can we go audience on this one?
Well, you can.
Oh, there it was. Showed the picture of the scene. The brain eating scene.
Yeah. What was 39
Garden
versus Garden State? Oh, crazy. Both of them. Destroyed.
86?
Destroyed. Yeah, because that's the difference between a good movie. Just
yeah.
a well-made, good acting.
Yay.
Maybe it's not your type of movie. Versus just a shitty fucking movie.
A romantic drama starring the guy from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Garden State.
Fuck you, Garden State.
The Patriot versus Toy Story 2.
Let's go to Rotten Tomatoes score. I'm voting Toy Story 2.
I'm going Toy Story 2 also. Patriot was all right. Aim small, miss small, but Toy Story 2. Catch Me If You Can versus Rocky Balboa.
I haven't seen the Balboa one.
So this is the one...
This is the one where Stallone actually fought, came back and fought again and fought in the movie. Like, the bad guy was, like, Antonio Tarver,
and
actual
had a
boxer.
Video game simulation shit in the movie. It was a stupid movie. It was a bad movie.
I didn't see
it. You never
part.
Saw it?
No.
All right. Well, that's a shitty movie.
Which is crazy that Creed was the next one and it was Oscar nominated and shit.
Well.
Whoa.
Castaway versus Catch Me If You Can. Tom Hanks versus Tom Hanks. Although Leonardo DiCaprio's
is
in
the
Catch
main,
Me If You Can.
Is the main character in Catch Me If You Can. But Tom Hanks is in both.
Correct. Well, Tom Hanks pretty much the
is
only
the
one
is the only
in
one
Castaway.
In Castaway. What? Hey. Wilson had a good performance. I think he really fucking...
You're right. Wilson had a better performance than I think Ben Affleck has ever had.
You son of a bitch.
You're right. So it's...
You son of a bitch.
That's right. It's a good performance. If it was Tom Hanks versus
You've
Wilson...
You've seen Mallrats. He's great as that guy.
No. I mean, Mallrats isn't a great...
It's
like
fucking awesome. You shut your mouth. Castaway? Wow.
What does Kevin Smith's dicks taste like? Dicks, because he's got multiple.
Dicks,
yeah,
one tastes
dicks
like
on
weed.
Yeah. I doubt it.
And the other one,
well, he does smoke a lot now. Though,
tastes like just pure lard.
Mm. What are we doing? Did we choose on this one?
I said Castaway.
Really?
Yep.
Catch Me If You Can's like a way better movie. Way more fun to watch. Castaway's. I mean, it's interesting that Tom Hanks carries a whole fucking movie, but it's a long movie with just Tom Hanks.
I know, and Catch
versus
Me If You Can,
Catch Me If You Can's a fun movie.
I don't think
you get to see fucking.
It's fun.
Based on a true story where somebody fucking stole all. It's the thing that every fucking person that votes Republicans thinks they can do. They're like, oh, I'm going to outsmart the system. So if there's less system, I can outsmart it easier. But he just outsmarted it, you know, back in the 70s or whenever it happened. Catch Me If You Can is a way better.
But Wilson.
It's way more fun. So what? Wilson is
Wilson!
Fine.
Wilson!
I 100% agree that
I
if this was
cried
up against...
when he was crying for a volleyball.
Yeah, but that's because you had also been through 2 hours and 15 minutes of a movie. You're like,
he's getting away.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's the only thing he had to play off of. Now he's gone.
I'll bow to this one. I'll go catch me if you can.
I could tell you're a real huge Castaway fan.
I'm not a huge fan of either of those movies.
Da Vinci Code. Why the fuck does that keep coming up? Versus King Kong?
The Peter Jackson King Kong from 05.
I mean, I'd have to go King Kong just because Da Vinci Code's a dog shit movie. Like, the only reason. It's, like, worse than King Kong.
Just
at least
slightly.
King Kong had some scenes that were fun.
The CG was all right in some of it.
Yeah, which is, like, why I'd go with King Kong.
When King Kong... All right, King Kong fought a Tyrannosaurus Rex at one point in that movie wins.
It's a stupid movie.
Dumb as fuck. Jack
Black. That's actually something that would not make me want to vote for it, but... Yeah, Jack Black's not horrible in it.
Adrian Brody has
Adrian
a big nose
Brody's
in it.
Brody's not horrible in
he
it.
He has a giant nose
it's
in it.
It's just bad casting. It's like, why is... This is... The whole thing is just not good. But Da Vinci Code is just horrible. Horrible.
And that poster's even more fucking...
Yeah.
Makes me dislike that movie more. That guy hits himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's, you know, that's what
albino weirdos.
Super religious people
super
should
religious
do.
Albino.
He's the only
cult
one doing
members.
It right. Yeah. He's the only one doing it right.
King Kong!
King Kong. Sad.
I like the idea of King Kong way better than Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, me too.
A giant ape? Fuck yeah, I'm in. I have not
Spider-Man.
Seen Spy Game.
Okay. Spy Game's pretty fun. It's a good one.
Spider-Man 2 versus Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Shit.
Spider-Man 2, widely considered in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
The only good Spider-Man.
The only good Spider-Man.
Out of all Spider-Man movies. Let's just lump the shitty ones in with it, because it's
know what?
Easy.
Not really a huge fan of that Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2?
I don't like the Doc Ock character in it. I just didn't.
I'm not really a fan of... I don't really care about any of them.
And Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back was just a fun, stupid-ass
yeah.
movie,
yeah.
which referenced every other one of Kevin Smith's movies in yeah. the View Askew universe.
You can tell he's a fan of comic books, how many
I
references
I would rather
he has.
Watch Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back
oh, yeah, me too.
Any day.
Yeah, me too. I had a feeling that's where you're going, so I didn't want to push.
Both comic bookish movies.
I mean, one is based on a comic book. The other one's obsessed with comic books.
At the end, Blunt Man of Chronic. It's a movie shoot of a comic
well, yeah.
book
yeah, yeah.
movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Terrible movie also.
It's funny. I mean, it's a Kevin Smith movie. The only movie that I really like if we're going on quality of
Red
filmmaking,
State?
Red State's the best movie he's ever made. As far as this, like, cinematic film quality and doing something different that he's ever done... He's never done anything like that before or since.
No.
So it's like, that's...
I really liked Red State.
If he never did it, I never knew he would have... And I have a totally... I'd be like, this is the best Kevin Smith movie. But it's like, I do like that. I do enjoy Kevin Smith movies. I just like, I can't go back and... I've tried to watch like Mallrats or...
Clerks,
just some
Clerks
horrible
2,
acting.
Both great. Mallrats,
horrible
great.
Acting. I mean, they're great, but I don't think they hold up.
But, I mean, it's like, I really liked this student movie from back in the day, and I still like this student movie from back in the day. It's kind of what it is.
No, only his first one was a student movie. The rest of them were studio productions
with
where he hired his friends.
Dog shit budget.
He hired his friends who are horrible actors. Horrible actors. None of his friends are good actors. Like, nobody in any of his movies are really good actors.
Jason Lee's a good actor.
Oh, there you go. That's the only one.
Ben
Affleck's horrible.
Jeremy or Jason London, a good actor.
No, he's not. Horrible. The chick is horrible. They're
all
bad.
Ben Affleck's a good actor.
No, he's not. He's really not a good actor. He's not a good actor
yes,
at
he is.
All. And for sure not in any of the fucking Kevin Smith movies. Nobody's acting in those. They're all just saying lines.
Yeah, I disagree.
It's just not, but I'd rather go with Jay and Silent Bob, yeah. So Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind versus another Kevin Smith classic, Dogma.
And I'm going to get fucked because I can't vote for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And if we go to
Why?
Rotten Tomatoes, well, I already saw, because I like Dogma better.
You think Dogma's a better movie than Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
100 times.
You'd rather have Dogma on your list.
I don't know that it's a better movie, per
yeah.
se, but I would rather watch this movie 100 times over than that movie.
Ugh.
That movie is fucking boring and sad.
It's so good.
Sad.
So good.
I've got to erase my fucking girlfriend from my memory. It's a bunch of sad shit.
Versus
sad
like shitty acting. The only thing I like about Dogma
is that the premise.
It's that they fucking they're assassinating CEOs, which should happen more than people threatening government officials. How about take out the people
George
that are
Carlin
ruining
plays
this country?
A fucking bishop.
Yeah, but no, Eternal Sunshine
Chris
of Spotless Mind is like
plays
my favorite. One of my favorite
Angel
movies.
Rufus.
Like this is like top three movies.
I get
of
it.
All
That's
time.
Why I said shit
this
right
is,
at the beginning because I can't go with that because I don't really love that movie at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
it's a
fine.
Good movie, but I would rather watch this movie.
Yeah.
And if we go to Rotten Tomatoes, I'm going to get fucking crushed on
it. Yeah, that sucks, huh?
Yeah. So
sometimes you lose.
Yeah, I lost.
You want to go to Rotten Tomatoes just to see?
Well, we can see, I guess, but it's just going to be sad for me.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what Dogma got. '67 So that's better than fucking what was the one that got 30 something that we just looked up? Hannibal. Which I would still go Dogma over Hannibal for sure.
I just picked Hannibal over the other one.
Garden State. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Eat a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good movie. I just don't like it. It's not something I want to watch.
This is our top list.
I know.
If you're like top three movie of all time was, which I'd probably agree with. I have a feeling that I don't know if you have anything controversial in your top.
I don't think
movie list. I don't think so. Either. Let's do.
It's a really good movie.
Let's do
a
couple
it's
more.
Just depressing.
Yeah. It's
he
really
said,
good.
Let's
at tapping
do another
in,
one.
It's good at tapping into human emotion. As opposed to a lot of movies that just don't make me feel anything. Like a Ben Affleck performance.
You shut your mouth.
Jesus.
Batfleck.
All right.
What the fuck?
All right. So we got Mrs. Doubtfire, the Kung Fu movie, versus Talladega Nights, Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Let's do this one and do one more.
All right. I think this one's going to be an easy one.
Yeah, this one's an easy one.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights.
God,
Shake
and
Bake.
I love that movie. It's so stupid, too.
Wow, that's a cool Die Hard poster. Die Hard versus Phone Booth. Let's do one more.
Yeah. Die Hard, that is awesome.
That's
Die
a pretty
Hard
cool poster.
Poster. Is that? It almost looks
drawn.
Like a Frank Miller.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, yeah. Maybe somebody did that in style. Yeah, for sure, Die Hard. Phone
which
booth
is the perfect
right.
Phone Booth was kind of one of the first confined area bigger movies. Like most of that
kind
movie
of,
is
yeah.
in the phone booth.
Yeah.
It's just maybe the surrounding area,
yeah.
but
it was
Colin Farrell's
kind of
breakout performance. When you say?
I don't know if that was breakout, but he was definitely
this was
I
right when
he
was new.
He was doing stuff.
He
yeah.
was newish.
Yeah, but this didn't help him at all. Not at all. Phone Booth didn't do shit.
Yeah, Die Hard is a perfect
Hard.
Christmas movie.
Yeah. All right, last one. Austin Powers and Goldmember versus Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
What?
No.
Are you trying to say Goldmember is better than Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah, 1,000 times.
How?
Percent. Because
this
I was a child
the...
when I saw Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Which makes
And I've
it...
seen a clip from it when I was like... 15 years ago, I was like, that's dog shit. I don't have any desire to ever watch that again.
The premise...
And then, a few years later, that came out, and I was like, that's hilarious, and I think it holds up more than Honey, I Shrunk
the
Kids.
That is not hilarious.
They're still regurgitating those dog shit movies. Wait, there was one, the Honey, I Shrunk movies.
That means that that shit has staying power, even though it's ridiculously stupid to keep redoing it.
Power.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids,
yeah,
far superior
studios
to
that
Powers
regurgitate movies for
it,
decades
if it
are
was
putting
the,
out classics.
If it was the first Austin Powers, maybe it'd be close. but the one with fucking
But that's
Beyonce
not even the best Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
The first one is obviously
Honey, We
the
Shrunk
best.
Ourselves.
No.
Clearly the best of the trilogy. The quadrilogy.
Honey, I Shrunk the Babies better than Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
No. That's just
or
an
Honey, I Blew
baby.
Up the Baby, I think. Ugh. Didn't the baby get giant, giant?
I think that's it within the one of the other movies. Like, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves or something. In one of those movies, they blow up the baby or something.
I think there's...
I don't know.
Who knows?
Great premises. Fucking classic movies. I'm sure everybody's seen a billion times.
How are you going to
The Criterion Collection of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids
Honey,
is
I
amazing.
Shrunk the Kids is far superior movie.
No way, man.
Far superior.
No way. Awesome. Get in my belly. It was the
oh,
it was the final
God.
Of the
that
it was the final
so...
of the Austin Powers trilogy. When everybody was all about trilogies, man, it was the new fucking Star
I'm
Wars
so
trilogies
randy,
came out.
Baby. Oh, yeah. You fucking yeah. Are you kidding me?
It made people speak different for a long time.
That is not
that
a good
thing.
That
didn't make anybody do anything different.
That is not
different.
A good thing.
That made people wish Rick Moranis was still around because that was like one of the last things he did.
Seeing this makes me wish he was coming back.
He's not,
I miss
though,
you, Rick.
Because he did it. He's like, I can't do this. What am I doing?
Then we got to go to Rotten Tomatoes because I'm not betting on this one. You can't
I'm
Austin Powers. You can't
see.
Gold member me.
Right. I don't really even
You don't gold
shit,
member
but.
Shit.
Gold member. Da-da-da-da. 54. Versus
audience score even worse, 44.
Usually the audience scores are worse. Usually. Honey. Whoa, 75. Okay, we'll go with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Ooh, ooh. Finally won one. Honey, I Shrunk my Dick.
All right, well, that's it. So that was the Ultimate Movie Championship. You can check out our current standings over at flickchart.com.
What
slash
is our top
IDP.
20? Can we take yeah, a we quick look at it?
Yeah. Let's see. So we'll go over our top 20 in the number one spot.
Don't think we put anything into the top 20 today.
I don't know.
I don't think anything went up against top 20.
I don't think so either. But so we got Office Space, Inglourious Bastards, Forrest Gump, Home Alone, and Star Wars Episode 3.
Ugh.
In the top five. Then we have Beauty and the Beast.
You gotta get 5 and 6 out of there.
Full Metal Jacket, E.T.
Memento.
The Wizard of Oz, The Princess Bride. Oops, Wizard of Oz was the end of top 10. Starting at 11, The Princess Bride. Terminator 2, Boogie Nights, Speed.
I don't know how Speed got in there.
And then 15, Finding Nemo. And then starting at 16, Walk the Line.
I don't know how Walk the Line
Elf,
got there.
Blade, The Empire Strikes Back.
Should be number 2.
And Superbad.
It's not a bad list. I think there's like 4 or 5 that I'm like, ugh,
five
we gotta
to
get
10,
the fuck off here.
5 to 10 and 15 to 20, I don't really like.
Finding Nemo, like, Walk the
one
Line.
To five and, 1 to 5 and 10 to 11, or 10 to 15, I like.
1 to 5 is a good
right.
Office Space, Inglourious, Forrest Gump, Home Alone.
Yeah.
But I don't like
I don't
Star Wars
Star
episodes.
Wars on there.
Yeah.
I don't like Beating the Beast on there.
See, I don't like Star Wars just because that's not...
I don't like...
If it was one of the original trilogy...
Yeah, I'd be okay
cool.
with it.
I don't want... Even though Episode 3 is there. The best of... Beauty and the Beast, yeah, it can be in my top 50, but get off my top... Fucking
yeah.
10.
But Full Metal Jacket, you see. So anyway,
I'm all right
it's
with
getting
Wizard
there.
Of Oz
it's evolving,
there.
Kinda. Hopefully we'll start getting more competition.
I think
at some
shit
point...
is meant to be someone sit down for like 5 hours and just
for
fucking
sure.
click away at it.
We're getting there. Oh, we've probably done 5 hours, I bet, already of this. Flickchart.com/IDP.
Yeah, most people don't argue to themselves for like 10 minutes
You'd
for each
surprised,
one.
Man. I'd be so surprised. All right, so that's the end of the episode.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Embedded signals within this podcast have reprogrammed your natural thinking patterns. Side effects may include lack of inhibitions, erectile dysfunction, anal leakage, transcendental communication with beings from 4 of the 7 primary dimensions. In the event of a tear in space-time, please keep your hands down and feet together. Any loss of life or limbs due to interdimensional travel is not the responsibility of this podcast.